Shavuot Tov, our final session with Richie for the next 10 days. Okay, we're holding. Today's daf is daf Yud Ches, which should be good simon for Chai, for Richie's Yitzhiyah. And we're holding still on the Yud Zayin Amid Beis. And the question that we had is that being as we discovered that Rabbi Yehuda clearly at Harota from the din of Tumas Mashkin being deoraita to be Matami Achirim, because otherwise it would be ridiculous for him to have asserted an Afkamina between a Klee, in which there's possibility that the outside should be Tameh and the inside should be Torah. I mean, such a thing is ridiculous, unless, of course, it's only Min Rabbona. And we proved that it couldn't be talking about Mashkin Machmas Yadayim. So therefore, he clearly has changed his mind. He holds now that Mashkin are not Metamei Acherim. The question is whether that meant they're not Metamei Acherim for Kalim, or they're not Metamei Acherim at all, even Oakland. In other words, does he now agree with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, or does he now agree with Rabbi Meir? That was the question that we had left with. And today, with 3 lines from the bottom, Nachman Bar Yitzchak wants to bring a raya as to what Rabbi Yehuda's current opinion is, Gabi Mashka Bim Matame Aferim, and he brings a raya from the following. Hara Shishatta Mechatat. So over here you have a cow drinks some of the Mechatas that already had in it the Afar of the Paratuma. So the din is that then when you go ahead and you shecht this para while immediately after drinking, the water is now inside of its tummy. Bisara tamim. So the basar becomes tummy because mechatas are mitami. It says, anogea b'me'anida, basically gadab and so on. So here is basar of a para that became tamea because of the ashes of another para that was mixed in the bayim. Yes, interesting. Okay. And there's no question over here of its being a, because it's dead, it's not b'lua. It's not called b'lua. So then it becomes some divinity shekht and it's not considered to be true b'lua. In its lifetime, nothing. Nor could anything be metami. Even if you touch something to it in its stomach, it already ringing into a stomach, it wouldn't become tummy because the blue is not tummy. But the moment.
Immediately after,
the Tamashka is still there. Rabbi, now here's the important part. That's we're looking for what the din is called. Libet Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bitalu b'me'er. Since at the point that she drinks it, it's no longer roi for mechata, I can't use it anymore. The moment it goes into the stomach of the para. The question is, by saying Bitalu b'me'er, he seems to be saying that there's no problem of Tumas Vasa, right? At all. Oh, but wait a second. The mayim may not be mechatas anymore, but it certainly is water that's tamei, because it became tamei from itself. It was at one time, the same water was kosher mechatas. So at that point, when it ceases to be mechatas, it still retains the dinim of its own contact with itself, and therefore it should be regular water, but water that came in touch with tuma. Or according to Tosfos, that's how Rashi was according to Tosfos, the issue in the Gemara is kosher sofo l'tamei tuma chamura, such as mechatas. Is sofo l'tamei tuma chamura, because it's mechatas anything, even in Adam. So it does not require hechsher sheret. It doesn't need to come into contact with the sheret. It's going to be matami afterward. Once even before it becomes tami. If it's over the tami to mechamura, then in the end, it's matami because of what it is. Okay, either approach. But the point is that if you tell me that these mashkin can be matami oichlin, and that's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet, then why does Rabbi Yehuda say over here that the boser is Torah? Because bitul mimeyah. Isak daikat mikalin udadim. If you only have karot, try to ignore what's coming up. Rich. Concentrate just on the moment. Zen. Here we go. So if you only had karot from kalin, avoba but he still holds of the din of Tumah to be Matame Acherim, the way Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon holds about Mashkin, that if it touches food, the food will become Tame. Why do we say that's completely and totally Batel and the meat isn't Tame? I understand that it's not considered to be Tumah Chamura, to be Matame Adam, to be Matame Kalim. Fine, that's all very nice. We're talking about the Boser of it. But Tumah Kalam, it's Mashkin, Mashkin Tameim. Mashkin Tameim, it's a Rishon of Tumah of Yisrael Matame the Boser. What happened? Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't talk that Mashkin is Matame. Even both. In other words, we've now proven that Rabbi Yehuda has changed his mind completely to the opposite extreme. And he now holds like Rabbi Meir, apparently. So it answers the Gemara Zahariah. Maybe Bitu B'Meir only means Bitu Mituma Chamura. But Enochinami, Tuma Kala, it would be Matami. In other words, maybe Rabbi Yehuda wasn't saying that the Bosser is star. He's just saying it wasn't in contact with an Avatuma. Well, so what do you say? That when the Tana Kama says that it is Matami, it means it's Matami other than Kaling? And Rabbi Yehuda's only saying, no, it's not Matami. The Tanakhama said Bisaratame. They didn't say Adam Vekalim that we could say the machlokus about Adam Vekalim Rabbi Yehuda's Beida that this water is going to be Matami Basar the Parah. They're only arguing about the Basar. So what do you mean? Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda no longer holds that Mashkin is Matame even though he holds not like Rabbi Meir. No, you're misreading this bright. The truth is, Kula Rebbe Yehuda. The entire bright says, there's no machlokas, no panakama in it. Rebbe Yehuda arguing about Pasuk. The way to read the bright is as follows. It's Chisurim Mechas Rav Yotan. Pora Shushatatam Mechatat. Bisaratame. But when we say Bisaratame, now insert these words. Bame Devarim Amorim Betumakala. The only tumah that we have over here is the buster being makabel tumah from the mashkin, not from make porridge, just from plain old-fashioned tamei water. Abo tumah chamura lo. Why? Sherevi Yehuda omer bitlu b'meyah. It's all one statement. It's not really a machlokas. So Rebbe Yehuda, according to this reading, would agree that the mashkin, the mayim, or metame, the buster. We don't have a riot from it.
What tumah?
The tumah of having come into contact with mechat.
The water was considered to have had contact.
With itself. That's Rashi's approach.
Yeah.
Or, as I said, does this virtue scholar shesof for the time a tumah chamura inotzarech hechsher sher. It's not come in contact with anything else. So it became as a mashkin. It became tumah. Even when it loses its thing of being a kosher mechatas, it doesn't lose that tumah. You can take the tumah away. So it's right now in the state of tumah.
The tumah of
mechatz
itself is considered
chamura.
It's like
matame yonder.
For how long? I mean,
just
like a sheres.
Says the Gemara, Ravashi Amar Li'alam Bitum B'me'el Lagamrei. It does mean it's not matame as a mashkin. You know why? Not because mashkin can't be matame, but because this is not a kosher water anymore to be carrying tumah. Havelei mashkin is so ruach. It's disgusting. Perhaps even a kelev can't. That's already a machlokas. What stage it has to cut to lose tumah that already was makabel before? But in any way, it's mashkin so ruach, and therefore can't be a riot for nothing. Maybe if it was kosher water, sorry, not finami. If it was drinkable water, then maybe Rebbe Yehuda would agree it made the bus itself. Okay, so we don't. This still hangs. Now, the last stage that we had in the Braita, which described the machlokas of Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Yossi, the last part is Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Shimon Shita, and we didn't examine what the makor of their Shita is. That mashkin on metamin only oichlin, and they're not metame kalim, and they're not metame mashkin, only metame themselves. Where do we get that? Again, remember that the Bechina of Chagai HaNavi was talking about Kodesh. So over there we said before that maybe Ein Tumah Osik HaYotzibo, maybe that's only true Lugabi Chulim, or maybe by Truma as well. But by Kodshim, we have two shitas that say by Kodshim it would work, which is what we need to say in order to explain Chagai, unless we change our approach to Chagai completely. Okay. So now, let's take a look at what the basis is of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Amrim, La'ochlin Tumeim, La'kelim Tehorim. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana Amar Ishwakish, Rabbi Yossi Bishitat Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amra. The Makar of this halacha in Rabbi Yossi, says Rish Lakish, is Rabbi Yossi's Rebbe, which is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi was one of the last Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva in his old age, that got to meet Rabbi Akiva. And they were Mauser Terrily Yisrael. So he was following Rabbi Akiva Shita in this. Rabbi Akiva Shita is the Dorish, he darshans the posset of the word Yitma as if it said Yitame. And we spoke about this before briefly. Now we're going to go into it. It's not. It's not. Bo Bayom Dorash Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva now stood up and was Dorash from the following part. Chol Kli Cheres Asher Yipol Mehem El Tocho. So Kol Asher Betocho Yitma. First of all, the din is the Torah here is referring to a sheretz. Sheretz falls into a Kli Cheres. Says the Torah, anything in the Kli Cheres is Tamei. Voto Tishboru. The Kli Cheres, there's no way to be Matayer. You're going to have to break the Kli Cheres. Now, furthermore, continues the pasuk. This was the pasuk we darshan before. Mikola Ochel Asher Yachel. We also darshan Magabe. Was it talking about Hefsher? Was it Magabe? Was it talking about Magabe Tuma? So Kola Ochel Asher Yachel Asher Yipol of Mayim. That was the Fiyavol of Mayim Yitma. The Chol Mashke Asher Yishate Bechol Kli Yitma. Remember, we had a machlokas before. Maybe if you insist that there's no Tuma Lamashkin, you'll have to say that the last part of the pasuk for Chol Mashke Asher Yishate Bechol Kli is a reference to Hefsher and not a reference to Tuma. Very dachu. Everybody else understands that the pasuk is talking about things inside the aforementioned Kli Cheres, where it says Kol Asher Betocho Yitma. It's explaining now what Kol Asher Betocho is. Mikol HaOchel Asher Yeachel, or Mikol HaMashka Asher Yishate Bechol Kli. Correct? Now that's the saying that these two things are Yitma. The question is, how do I pronounce that word? The thing is, there's no Nikudot in the Torah. Is it Red Yitma or is it Red Yitame? If it's Red Yitma, it means it shall become Tame. If it's Red Yitame, means not only is it Tame, it will be Metame other things. Yitame something else. Now we know that the correct pronunciation is Yitma. But Rabbi Akiva darshans also not only the way in which it's read, but the way in which it's written. So it's written Yitame. Yitamei therefore teaches us, Yitamei is to be Metamei even other things, Yitamei Acherim. Okay. This teaches us, Midiraisa, that a Kikar Sheni is Osa Shlishi even Bechul. This is very important because we're going to be darshaning later all of the degrees of Tumah piece by piece. This is our indication that a Sheretz, which we know to be an Ahava Tumah, falls into a Klicheres, Metamei that Klicheres, which by definition is that's the relationship. Only an Ahava Tumah is Metamei the Klicheres. The Kli now becomes a Rishon. Anything in the airspace of the Kli is now going to become a Sheni. About this Sheni, it says Yitamei Acherim, meaning to make it a Shlishi. Without talking about Kachim in any way, we're just talking about the din of the Tfilah Sheret. That proves that there are three Dargot of Tumah that we can trace with your eyes in this class. We have Metam, and then we have a Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. Right?
The Sheretz is the
Av. Klicheres is a Rishain. The Eichel is a Sheni. And it says Yitameh something else, whatever that something else is, we haven't determined yet. But whatever it is, will be a Shlishi. So from here, we see that a Sheni makes a Shlishi Bechul. Now, that was Rabbi Akiva's Drosh. Okay. Continues now Rabbi Yossi to discuss what the din would be of Mashkim. And he says, well, look at the continuation of Pasuk. It says exactly the same thing about Mashkim. It says, Bechol HaMashke Asher Yishateh Bechol Kli. Okay. What's the din? Yitmah. So the same thing is true about a mashke. The mashke should be metami something else also. So halacha eki darsh, how does it work over here? Kol mashke shishateh b'chol kli yitma, read yitame. Metame tumat ochlim. So this proves that mashkin are metame ochlim. Wait. How do you know it means that? Hatomer metame tumat ochlim. Very nice. Try to slip that by us here. You say it means that a mashke be metame tumas ochlim. You know it means tumas ochlim. How do you know it doesn't mean tumas mashke? Maybe only one mashke is metame another mashke. Maybe it can't be metame an ochlim. No, amret. Come on. Think to yourself, baby, lo kachaya. That ain't the way it is. Wait, what do you mean? What's this, my lo kachaya? Let's have some logical arguments over here, and don't appeal to my fears. Amrav Papa, because lo matzino tum'ah, we never find anywhere that a tum'ah should be osekayot seibad. A tum'ah should be matame, something like itself we don't have. Now we know, we're going to see more of this, but we've already met that concept earlier in tamehu, hu tameh veinu matame acherim, or in this drasha itself. Okay, it's a little Locus Rashi and Tosis about why we're so sure about this. But by the end of the sugya, we will be sure about this. We'll see we've got a lot of reason to be sure about it. Okay, but in any event. We now know Tumah is not Ozeki Yotzeba, and we're going to see that. And Mamele must mean that it's Metame, therefore Ochl, not Mash. Ravina Amar? Ravina says, why do we need appeals to what we know from elsewhere? Look into the Pasuk. Deep into it. You're feeling deep. Look deep into the Pasuk. And you will see that there's no way to read the pasuk other than to recognize that it's talking about mashkin being matame och. Why? Because what? Mikufa dekra nami lo matzit amrit yitame letame tumas mashkin. There's no way that you can read this pasuk to mean that the mashkin asher yishateh b'chol kli yitame mashkin achem. Why? Let's assume for a moment that that's what it means, okay? Yisaka daita yitame the sefer letame tumat mashkin, okay? Let's consider that for a moment. Then yitame dereisha, you've already accepted it's talking about letame tumat mashkin. Right? So that the Ochlin and Matame Mashkin you never had a problem with. You're just trying to say that maybe Mashkin should be Matame Mashkin. Okay. So can I ask you to explain to me why the Torah has two separate clauses? One about Kol Ochel Asher Yachel, and one about Kol Mashke Asher Yishateh, and on each one it repeats the same word, Yitma Tadarshin Yitame. You could have said the pasuk as one single pasuk. Kol Ochel Asher Yachel, the Kol Mashke Asher Yishateh, Yitma. And Darshin Yitame, because after all, Yitame the same thing. But if you have to split it into two, then you're telling me now, wait a minute, I'm forcing you to acknowledge that what one is Metame, the other one is not Metame. And therefore, each one would have to be darshan separately. That means the Mashkin cannot be understood as Metame Mashkin. Mashkin can only be Metame Ochlin. The Ochlin needs to be understood as Metame Mashkin, which would explain perfectly. Since Ein Tumah Ozeki Yotzebo, now we have the Pasuk basically buying into that idea. Therefore, I got to repeat myself to tell me in each case it would be Yitame, to be Metame something else. I know what would happen if I would have given you guys one Yitameh. You would have told me, the Pasuk is making a hekesh between Tumas Mashkin and Tumas Eichlin, just like Tumas Eichlin Metame Mashkin, so Tumas Mashkin, I know the way you think. That's not the way it works. So there's two separate sukkim, so to speak, two separate clauses to tell me the din of Mashkin being Metame only Ochel. Let's see it inside. So then the Yitameh Dereisha would also be Metame Tumas Mashkin. So explain to me why not now, Vinu and Yichtavinu. Why don't we put the two clauses together? Simply write in the Pasuk as follows. Mikol Ochel Asher Yachel why do I repeat it twice? Clearly, the Yitma duration that we're reading Yitame is to tell me that the Ochlin and Matami Tumas Mashkin. But the Yitame, the Seifa, is meant to tell me that Matami Tumas Ochlin, that the Mashkin are Matame Ochlin. Therefore, everything is now A-OK, except for one minor problem. You forgot about an alternative way of reading the Pasuk, which could have meant, albeit Mashkin aren't Matame Ochlin, but maybe it means that the Mashkin are Matame Kalim. Now we'd be back to Rabbi Yehuda's original drasha. How do you know that Emel Tamei Ata Kalim? How could you possibly entertain such a notion? What's the whole basis of the raya that the mashkin are matami? Because they were mekabel tuma from the kli charis. So it says anything in the kli charis, including mashkin that is in the kli charis, will become tamei to be matami yet another stage. The kli charis itself, for God's sake, isn't matami a kli. That's the whole point. Only mikola mashkin, only mikola ochel, not another kli inside the kli charis. So you're telling me, listen to what you're telling me. It's totally crazy. You're telling me the kli charis can't be matami a kli. It's not strong enough to be matami a kli. But if it's matami mashkin and those mashkin turn around and touch kli, then the mashkin will be matami a kli. It's absurd. So it can't mean that. Uma kli shematame mashke ain't matame kli. The kli over here is the source of the tumas mashke. It's not matame a kli. So you're telling me that the mashkin that is boyim machmas kli ain't it enjoy tama takela? How are they going to get tuma to be matame a kli? Wait a minute, says the Gemara. You're 100% right. I never suggested that the mashkin in this case would be matame a kli. In that, you're right. It would be ridiculous to say the kli cheres isn't matame a kli, so the mashkin that touched the kli cheres now would be matame a kli. But how about in a different case where the mashkin doesn't become tummy because of the kli cheres, the mashkin becomes tummy by direct contact with the sheres. Now, how about that? All you showed here is that kli cheres that comes in contact with the sheres can't be metame another kli. How do I know that mashkin that comes in contact with the sheres can't be metame kli? I can't prove that from here. So maybe this kli, the mashkin can certainly, given the right source of tuma, can go all the way up there maybe. And then they come down to be metame kli. I don't know.
But if it fell into a bowl of water, according to this,
maybe. How do you know that the water won't be metame kli?
The water becomes tame.
Maybe the kli will become tame.
It makes the kli tame.
Maybe. You're not talking about a earthenware bowl, right? Because in that case, it would become tame. But not because of the water, but because it's in the airspace. But the water is also airspace. I see you don't do any diving. All right. Says the Gemara, the Ema, why don't we say, Kilo Mitama Mashkin, where are Mashkin not Mitame Akli? That's Mitame Mashkin Abay Machmas Kli. We're not Mitame Kli, obviously, I'm not stupid. Ava Mashkin Abay Machmas Sheretz. It comes directly into contact with the Sheretz. So how do you know? Hokinami Nimitamu Mashkin, Hokinami Nimitamu. How do you know that they're not Mitame? Answers the Gemara, because the only source that Mashkin are Tame from the Sheretz directly, there's no place where the Torah talks about Mashkin being Mitame. Let's talk about a sheretz falling into water. We know that it will become tamei only from a kal v'chomer. So mashkin aboy machma sheretz mikzi, it doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. How do we know that it's tamei? We know that it's tamei from a kal v'chomer. Because if mashkim are mekabel tuma from a kli, which was mekabel tuma from a sheretz, so obviously they're mekabel tuma from a sheretz. It's very simple, right? Okay, so we learn from a kal v'chomer. Ma mashkin aboy machma kli that was metamei from a sheretz or metamein. Mashkin that aboy machma sheretz directly, local. But since you're only mocker for the din of Tumas Mashkin, is this logic? You're stuck with the problem of the logical limitation. Your only source is this source. And this source clearly can't mean that the water is going to be Matame another kli. Therefore, you'll say, but you know, if it went directly back to the Sheretz, maybe it would. Yeah, maybe it would. But maybe it wouldn't. And until you can prove otherwise, you can't use this source as anything to indicate, well, it ought to be worse. Yeah, it ought to be worse. No, but that's the thing of Dayolav Ominadin. Then Dio says what ought to be has to be proven in cases where you're limited to the original source of your data, and over here you're limited to the source of data in which a kli was mekabel tuma from a sheretz. How can you derive more than is given?
Maybe isn't enough to make it.
Maybe is not enough. That's what Dio means. Okay, so therefore we now know that the mashkin is metame ochlin, not other mashkin. We have no source for mashkin being metame kalim, and therefore we're stuck with accepting a mashkin and not metame kalim. But I'm not 100% clear about it. How did we know that first part? That the ochlin were metame other mashkin, but we're metame ochlin. That isn't clear to me. So let's go back to that, because we sort of just flipped through that, because that was Rabbi Akiva's old drasha, and we weren't talking about it. We were only got involved in this because of our concern with mashkin. Speaking of mashkin, Richie, before you go.
Let me ask you a question. If this mashkin is frozen, and the kli consists of two wooden slats going down a hill, does that
make...
White
mashkin? Are they slats made out of metal, or also...
Not polyester.
Do you think he'd rather be doing something else?
Nah.
He didn't
throw
you yellow slats.
Yeah, right.
All right. So now, once we brought up Rabbi... Let's wait till we get to those. Right now, we would like to, because we've already mentioned Rabbi Akiva, and we're applying Rabbi Akiva's drash in the second part of the pasuk, which was our mashkin. Let me go back and try to understand how Rabbi Akiva darshaned the first part of the pasuk. Kol ochel asher yachad, asher yavol of mayim yitma. So how did he darshan that? He said, yitma should be read yitameh. Yitameh letameh et hamashkin. How did he know that it doesn't mean letameh et akli over there? I mean, because there we're not limited. So why don't we say letameh? Maybe it's tameh takli. No, because it's a kal v'chomer. If mashke, that was mashke is metame ochel, right? But it's not metame akli. Ochel isn't even metame an ochel. So kosher cane, it shouldn't be metame akli. Therefore, amani mekayim yitma, that we're reading yitame, what we're going to use it for is the tameh tamashkin. Now you would think that that would be the end, because we'd say there's nothing else. We've proven it can't be kalim. We've proven it can't be ochel, so it must be metame mashke. The problem is that it continues to explain. And why do I say it's metame mashkin? Shehin alulin mekabel tuma. Because mashkin always have an easier time being mekabel tuma than ochlan, which we'll talk about in a moment. But first of all, I mean, what bothers us, why are we giving reason? Ask the Gemara. Huh? Why did you say mashkin mishum dalulin mekabel tuma? I mean, there isn't anything else, is there? I mean, typically, mishum daleka midi achrine. You were stuck. You didn't have anything else it could mean. So why do you have to explain that this is what it does mean? Of course this is what it does mean. You have a choice? Nah. Because we're overlooking one point. Maybe you'll turn around and you'll say, now wait a second. Don't make me this kal v'chomer that mashkin is more chomer than ochlin, because mashkin is matame ochlin, and ochlin isn't matame ochlin. I'll turn around and I'll throw it in your face. I'll say, no, actually, ochlin are far more chomer, because you see, ochlin are matame mashkin. Mashkin can't be matame mashkin. So maybe ochlin, which are more chomer than mashkin, matame mashkin, they should also be matame kalim. And I'll wreck your whole kal v'chomer. In order for me to bring out to you that I'll throw it right back at you, I might as well do it in advance, because I know the way you think. So therefore, I want to tell you that v'chitem, if you try to tell me now that ochel is chamur, why? Because ochel is matame mashkin. So maybe it's netamia lekli, it should be matame lekli, can't bring a raya from mashkin. Ah, the fact that ochel are matame mashkin is not a chumra in ochel, it's a chumra in mashkin. Why? Mishum de mashkin alulin lekabel tuma. That's why I threw in that last piece. Since mashkin are so easily mittame, that's why ochel can be matame mashka. What are you referring to when you say easy? My, what's the easy? My alilatan. In what sense are they pre-programmed? Shemekablim tuma shalobe heksh. Point is that they don't require heksh. They say they don't require heksh. That's because they're already wet. Of course, they don't require heksh. They're already heksh. But that's not necessarily true. Because in order for it to be mukshar, for instance, it would need to be mekayim ki yutan dum yedech yitein. You'd have to want it to have gotten wet. But suppose mashkin, that you never had in mind that you want to be there, or with touch of sheretz, they'll also be mekabel tuma. So you see that it's not because they require hechsher. Furthermore, it's an interesting thing. Furthermore, according to the Shita of the Raiva, the din of the Shiva mashkin is only a din for hechsher. But any liquid will be mekabel tuma, even if it's not one of the Shiva mashkin. And yet those liquids, let's say you have apple juice, compressed apple. So according to him, apple juice would be with kabel tuma. If apple juice is with kabel tuma, how is it mukshel kabel tuma? You can't say it's mukshel kabel tuma because it's wet, because it's not one of the shiva mashkin that are mashir. So it must be that liquids don't need action. There are ways out of both of that argument. Those arguments, by the way. But anyway, it's a good... What's that?
Isn't
that just that water's part of it? No, it's not true. I mean, it isn't so. Halachically, it's not recognized. So now the question is like this. Yitma. Now you're saying that the word yitma, which is mechayev you to say yitame, and it teaches you that each one would not be metame the other one, correct? Because we consider why, if Torah wants to tell me yitame, can't you say, so what's this yitma, Jack? Why does it say yitma? And here's where we reach the point that we mentioned before, that nothing is metame the same thing. This is the basis. The Gemara says, if the Torah wanted to say that yitame meant across the board, why would it say yitma, the thing itself becomes tame, as if to say, but it can't be metame further. And yet it leaves open the drasha to say itame. Now that sounds a little weird. It's not in the least bit weird if the meaning of it is vis-a-vis itself. This is ochlin yitma. Can't go further. Nonetheless, read that yitame to be mitame something that is an ochlin, which we've now shown to be mashkin and not kalim. Mashkin yitma can be makabel tuma themselves, but they could never go further to be mitame other mashkin. On the other hand, yitame to be mitame something that is not similar to themselves. And what would that be? Well, we've shown it as in kalim, so therefore it's ochlin. So now we derive from, it's a beautiful. Look at the tremendous beauty of the information density of this pasuk. I mean, the truth is, we're only touching the surface of it, because in Chulin, we went through the depths of the information density. It talks about how the pasuk teaches the difference between an ava to a man and a vlad, and how it teaches that a kli is only mekabel tuma from an ava tuma, and so on and so forth, and how it teaches the difference between a kli cheres and between kli sheta. It's a fantastic pasuk. But one of the beautiful things that it does is it repeats itself to say it's ma twice, which forces us to recognize that there are limitations in what the thing is going to be. Mitame uses the yitma as if to say, and here it ends, because it won't be mitame, while the same letters will spell out a completely opposite message of yitame, teaching us that each thing is limited in the tumah that it gets to itself, because it can't go outside of itself to more like itself, but nonetheless it's not limited in the tumah, because if it finds another thing, it can be mitame. So now this becomes the makor for that halacha. The lo matzino tumah shematame keyotzima. The problem is, didn't we have a pasuk before that we darshaned earlier of tamei who tamei ve'eno oseka yotzebo? Now how come we needed two separate drushes for this? Ask the Gemara. Yitma comes to tell me the eno oseka yotzebo. That's the beauty of the yitma. Ask the Gemara. What miachan nafka? That's not where we learned that from. I thought we learned that from, as we mentioned earlier, from the pasuk of kiyutan mayim alzera v'nafal min nivlatam alav. Now here's a case of direct contact with the sheretz. No kli in the middle, right? You have ochel that comes. You have zera. You have mortar that comes in contact with this wheat, let's say, and now sheretz falls on the ochel. Tamei who? That says only it's tamei. You can't give that tamei out further. So tamei who tamei? Ve'ein oset tuma kayotzeba. So now why do I need the two psukim here? Oh, because again, chad v'mashkin habayim achmat sheretz. Now even though we said mashkin habayim achmat sheretz, we don't even know such thing exists except from the Kal Vachomer and dialogue of minadin and so on and so forth. No, that's not true. Once we know that mashkin habayim achmat sheretz exists because of the din of a kli, we now understand that the example of kipo mayim alzera and v'nafal minivlatam alak yutan mayim alzera v'nafal minivlatam is said by Basar, true, I mean, it's said by Zera, Oakland, but there's absolutely no reason for us to be Mathalic, Oakland, for Mashkin, because we now know that Mashkin are Matami. If we know that Mashkin are Matami and Asher, then that's just an example. Something that comes in contact with a Sheretz, as long as it was Mukshar and it's Oakland. I don't want to mention Mashkin, because Mashkin doesn't need to be Mukshar. Fine. But of course, if it comes in contact with a Sheretz, it's Ma. And now I need to know who Tame, but not that which will come of it is Tame. Now that means that I now have a Pusik to tell me that the Mayim is Tame, but I need to know that it won't be metame itself, that mashkin won't be metame mashkin, where they were makabel tuma from a sheretz. Forget about the kli, you're 100% right about the kli. Dayalav omin adin liyot kinidon. But how do I know to apply the yitma, which is said in a case where a sheretz falls into a kli and the kli is metame the mashkin? How do I know that that yitma also proves that if the mashkin had come directly into contact with the sheretz, they wouldn't have been metame other mashkin? How do I know that? So for that I need to know, tame who tame the eno metame acherin. So therefore, says the Gemara, I have two separate psukim. Chad b'mashkin aboy machmas sheretz v'chad b'mashkin aboy machmas kli. It's reichen. I need to know them, because if you would have only told me b'mashkin aboy machmas kli, which was the open pasuk of the kol asher b'tocho yitma, so I would have said, okay, that's because it only was makabel after all a secondary level of tuma, because the kli was a rishon, the mashkin now is only a sheni. But if the mashkin would have come directly in touch with the sheretz and they would be a rishon, maybe a mashkin that's a rishon can be matami other mashkin to make it a sheni. Just a mashkin that's a sheni can't touch other mashkin to make it a shleishi. Maybe that's the point. Therefore, mashkin aboy machmas sheretz, which are more chomer, maybe indeed ema oseka yotzibo mashkin could be matame mashkin. Therefore, I need the pasuk over here to tell me who tamei deino oseka yotzibo. Yeah, but so now, okay, I mean, come on. If that's the case, now that I know that even mashkin that came in contact with the sheretz can't be matame other mashkin, then obviously mashkin that came in contact with a kli that came in contact with the sheretz can't be matame other mashkin. So now, why do I know the need the pasuk of yitma to tell me Yitma, not Yitame, to tell me exactly that, if it's obvious that that's true? Even Mashkin or Matame from a Sheretz can't be Matame of the Mashkin. I'm going to think that Mashkin or Makabatuma from a Kli, which in turn was Makabat from the Sheretz, would be Matame of the Mashkin. No way, Jose! Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
I'm going to keep up.
You got to be crazy to keep up. No. You have to suspend your mind. Then you keep up. Don't try to follow every step like it. It's all there right in front of you. You see it. Like an high sea knife. You just saw it. Afterwards, for the rest of your life, you'll be trying to figure out what you saw. It's important what you said. So why don't we now know that, right? So, Koshik and Mashkin, Abay Machmasli. That says the Gemara, you're right. But all you're asking me is, why something that I know from a Kal V'chomer appears in a Pasuk? That's never a problem. Because remember that a Kal V'chomer is a logical outgrowth of a Pasuk. The Torah sometimes likes to establish things by Torah and not by attention, logical attention. And therefore, we have a cloth. And milta da'ati b'Kal V'chomer, Torah v'kosel l'kro. Things that you derived only from a Kal V'chomer, the Torah can sometimes repeat. And it actually, the Bnei Yisachar speaks out. Why do we find this only by Kal V'chomer? Why don't we find this also by Gzeirah Shavah? Milta da'ati b'Gzeirah Shavah, Torah v'kosel l'kro. Because that's the whole point. Other things that are not based on logic, they're based on rules. So then those rules are not defined necessarily by anything that has to do with your logic. Say the Torah uses word A here, word A there. And therefore it has to mean the same thing in the same context. Akish puts two things in the same, and so on and so forth. But Kal V'chomer is entirely based on a logical analysis of Kal and Chomer and the logical results. It's A for Shiara. That Torah sometimes wants to assert as Torah and not as logic. So in that particular meter we find that Torah V'kosav L'Krom.
The other way around, if you have a Pasuk, what do you mean Kal V'chomer?
Kal V'chomer is a fact of life.
If it is a Pasuk, you
You're right. Don't throw it out. Throw it out. Kal V'chomer is an ancillary result of something. It's the way things actually are. That's what they call ancillary damages, where you knock off all the civilians you get in the Hamas guy.
Collateral damage.
So now, we now understand everything. Yeah, except for one problem. One small problem. You're basing your entire analysis on Rav Yossi agreeing with Rabbi Akiva, correct? And as you're saying, Rav Yossi said that Mashkin or Metame Oichlin, because he agrees with Rabbi Akiva's analysis of Yitma meaning Yitame. That's what you said. Well, the small problem is that Rava said that Rav Yossi does not agree with Rabbi Akiva in that. That lo Rav Yossi savalak Rabbi Akiva, but lo Rabbi Akiva savalak Rav Yossi. Actually, they disagree with each other. So how could that be the makor of Rav Yossi's drasha? Oh, Marley, Rav Ashi said, I never said that Rav Yossi agreed with this drasha. I never said that Rav Yossi was saying over his own shita. I said that Rav Yossi, that we find agreeing with Rabbi Shimon, that Mashkin or Matame Ochlin was saying it according to his Rebbe. He doesn't agree with it. So he was saying b'shita Rabbi Akiva Rava. I wasn't only saying that his logic he learned from his Rebbe. I was saying this is shita Rabbi Akiva v'leilo svirulei. All he was saying is that Ali and Rabbi Akiva the halacha would be the Mashkin or Matame Ochlin. That's all. As far as he himself, in Achiyami. Maybe he doesn't hold to the logic of Rabbi Akiva. How do we know? Not in this class. Of course he is. I mean, that's what Torah is all about. Finding your own way. That's the whole deal. Now, how do we know that? How do we know that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold to Rabbi Akiva? That I know very clearly on my own. I don't need you to explain it to me. Because, look, Rabbi Yossi derives the din of Revi Bakodesh. Now, here we go. We've established, so far, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. We've established that Asheni is Eisa Shlishi Miraisa, correct? That's what Rabbi Akiva said, because of the fact that if the Ochel is inside of the Kli, and the Kli was Bekabel Tumah from the Sheretz, then the Sheretz being an Av would make the Kli a Rishon. The Ochel and the Kli would then be Asheni, and the Torah says Yitma Yitameh. So that means Asheni can make Mashkin a Shlishi, even when they're just Chulim, okay? It is evident from what is coming that Rabbi Yossi does not agree with that. Because Rabbi Yossi says like this, note that nobody's talked about the din of Revi. Okay, I'm going to prove to you that there exists a concept of Revi, but that this Revi can exist only in code. How do I prove it? Let's take a look like this. Minayin Revi b'kodesh u'pasuk. B'dinu. Uma mechusar kipurim. Shumutar b'tshuma. Somebody who's a mechusar. Remember that the maximum tumah that you can get that's going to be hard to remove is called mechusar kipurim. So in other words, you have tumas in which, say, late. So in which you go to the mikvah. You wait, some cases, till the end of the day, till the end of the 8th day, till the end of the 80th day, the 40th day, depending. Zohar, the cave, but however long it takes you to become tummy, that night, the case is in the Torah that, of the Baal Keri. That night he's Torah. Fine. In the Yoledet. The Yoledet, at that point, is Torah, the same way a Baal Keri is Torah, but only in order to go ahead and to eat Truma. But then it says that it comes to V'achar Yochal Min HaKodeshim. In order to allow her to eat Kodesh, she needs now to go ahead and to bring her Korban. So over there it says, V'chiper Alea HaKohen V'tahera. Up until that time, there was no V'tahera. So in other words, there's levels in Tyre. Now, the first level is you go to the mikvah, you haven't even waited till the evening. So then you're called a tful yom. There's an attenuation of the tumah that's on you, because a tful yom, we saw earlier, has a din of a sheni. So he only affects truma. If this tful yom comes into contact with chulin, it ain't going to make any difference. But if he now comes and wants to eat truma, that's bad news. He has to wait till the evening. Then he can eat the truma. Now, we go ahead, and in the morning, we have an additional level to eat kodesh. Now, that proves that the level of kedusha of kodesh requires an additional attenuation. attenuation of the truma, of the duma, which is called the kippurim is brought. So long as you're mechusar kippurim, you can still affect the kodesh. You're not allowed to eat it, but not the truma. So if a mechusar kippurim, that is mutar petruma, is nonetheless pasul bekodesh. So a shalishi, which is pasul betruma, koshekain, that it's going to be able to make a revi bekodesh. In which case, we now learn shalishi bekodesh min haTorah. So the shalishi bekodesh, we know directly from the Torah, and the revi bekodesh we now learn from the Kal Vachomer. How do we know shlishi min haTorah? Tichsim. This is a pasuk we saw earlier. Habasar asher yiga bechol tameh lo yeachel. Okay. The Torah said that yitma. That yitma was food that was found inside of a klicheres. And what is its status? Tasheni. Because the klicheres was a rishon, it's makaba from the sheret. That thing is called tameh. Then it says by kodesh, habasar sheyiga bechol tameh lo yeachel. That now that kodesh that touches anything called tameh can't be eaten. That's a shlishi. Oh, so the Torah says a shlishi can't be eaten. Thank you. So now we know min haTorah there's no such thing as eating kodesh to shlishi. All I'm doing is adding from the Kal Vachomer of Tzulei HaMikdash, because of Kippurim, I'm now adding that there's a revi. Now you understand that according to Rabbi Akiva, all of this is crazy. Every last bit of it is crazy. First of all, what's crazy is, what am I bringing a rye from? Abosar sheyiga bechol tameh lo yeachel. Yitmaz yitameh! According to Rabbi Akiva, you make shlishi bechulen. What are we learning about Basar Kodesh? Furthermore, according to Rabbi Akiva, the whole Kal Vachomer goes another level down. Because we start knowing a revi. We ought to be able to derive from it chamishi. Look at this. So now, Rabbi Akiva. If Rabbi Yossi agreed with Rabbi Akiva's reasoning that Yitma is supposed to be read Yitame, okay, so then he would be able to go to a Revi Betruma, be able to go one additional step down when it comes to the Truma, because we could learn that out from a Kal Vachomer of a Tful Yom. And we could say a Tful Yom is Mutar B'Chulin. It doesn't affect Chulin, even though Chulin can accept a Shlishi, as Rabbi Akiva proved. So that must mean that it doesn't make a Shlishi. Nonetheless, it's possible Betruma. So it does over here. It now makes it, the shlishi makes it now into pasul. So therefore, kol shekein now the mechusar kippurim, which is mutar v'truma. In other words, it doesn't make a revi. Will certainly be able to make a chamishi. Should be able to go one level down, huh? He doesn't say that now, does he? Why? Because he's rejected Rabbi Akiva's logic from beginning to end. It's not the way that he knows shlishi. He doesn't know it from yitma, and it's not the way. I mean, even though the Gemara doesn't say this, it's obvious. Tosfos points it out. We could have said that immediately, right? Why would he need to know the whole din? He could have learned it out directly from the pasuk. Huh? He could have said that. Mm-hmm. Because all along, this whole thing is, nothing of it makes sense of Rabbi Akiva. Well, the reason we want to bring this out is because it's going to become very important to show what Rabbi Akiva holds. Because you see, the only way that we're going to figure out that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold the Rabbi Yossi is because if he did, he ought to make that. Then he ought to hold that there's such a thing as a chamishi bekodesh, and we're going to prove that he doesn't. Which in the end, he's going to show us that Rabbi Akiva can't hold the Rabbi Yossi's logic, and that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Rabbi Akiva's drasha. That yitma means yitameh. But meanwhile, we've proven that yitma doesn't mean yitameh. We'll go over this again in the morning because Richie will decide to stay with us. Anyway. Quick. Richie wasn't that fun.
Omrim Nachum Bar Yitzchak Toshma'a Parashi Shatatameh Katat Bissaratameh. Rabbi Yudah Omer, no, bitlu b'be'er. V'yisak datar mikele muda ala be'aval bo'ochli. Ki Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Svir lay, so amai batlu b'me'er lagamre. Nihida tuma chamura lo metamo, it's fine, but at least tuma kalami and etamo. My batlu b'me'er nami means batlu mituma chamura. But tuma kala inachinami they are metami. What are you saying? Bechlad the tana kama shavu the rima metami tuma chamura in a stomach. Nabah b'sarat tamei katani. Not at Adam and Kalim. Actually, this is no machlokas. It's kula Rabbi Yehuda v'tatzuri mechaz rochi tamei. Pora shishat tamei katat b'sarat tamei. Bameh dvarim amurim tuma kala but tuma chamura lo. Why? Rabbi Yehuda omer batlu b'meya. Rabbi Hashi says no. Batlu b'meya means even from tuma kala. Now, next stage. Rabbi Yossi, you know, when you need the two dots, they don't give it to you. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, La'ochlim, Tameim, La'kelim, Tahorim. Omer Rabba, Barbachan, Omer Ishlakish. This is Rabbi Yossi, Bishitat, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo, Omra. The Dorish Yitma to be read Yitame. The Tanan. Bo, Vayom, Darash, Rabbi Akiva. The Kokli, Ferris. It's a place in Barnea's neighborhood. Ashri, Pome, Amotoko, Yitma. Ein omer tameh ela yitma to be read yitameh acherim limeid al kikar sheni shoseh shlishi b'chulin. So, okay, Chidorish, same thing. Kol ha-mashkin ha-shin yishateh b'chok li-yitma. Read, yitameh. Le-tameh t'mat t'ochlin. Atomer le-tameh t'mat t'ochlin. How do you know? Oh, you know, le-tameh t'mat mashkin. Amet lo kachaya, please. My lo kachaya. Amre papa lo matzino tu, mesha seke yo tzeba. Ravina amir migufa de kronami lo matzi tamir yitma le-tameh t'mat mashkin. Do you saw that I do yitma the safe le-tameh t'mat mashkin? And yitma the reishin amir le-tameh t'mat mashkin. Then why not Narvina Minachavinu as one? Mikola Okla Shaya Khila Shiavola Mayim Vikomashka Shishatabekokli. Yitma Shre Yitma Lomali Ela Yitma the Rasha means the Tami Tumas Mashkin. Yitma the Sefer the Tami Tumas Ochlin. But what about the Tami Zakalin? Kalin? Love Kaba Homero? Umakli Shimatame Mashkin Matamikli. Mashkin Aboy Machmaskli and eventually Yitama Zakalin. No, I mean, Ema Kilometam Mashkin Aboy Mach was Kli, but Mashkin Aboy Mach was Sheret, Ochinami should be Metame Kalin. No. Mashkin Aboy Mach was Sheret doesn't appear anywhere, Mitzibe. It's only a Kalvah Homer. Uma Mashkin Aboy Mach was Kli that was Mach was Sheret to Metame. Mashkin Aboy Mach was Sheret directly local, Shekay? If that's Uriah, dialogue of Minadin, Leot Kinidon. Okay. Rabbi Akiva was Dorish Yitma the Reisha. Ha. Mikol Ochal Asher Yachal Asher Yavola Mayim Yitma Read Yitamei L'Tamei Tamashkin. Atomer L'Tamei Tamashkin O'ena L'Tamei Takli Amit Kalvach. Now of course we could have gone through the whole business of the rigmarole that we did before. No, you know, Lo Kachoy, you know, all right. But here we go with Amit Kalvach. Uma Mashke Shemitama Ochal Ena Matame Kli Ochal She'ena Matame Ochal Edim Shalai Yitame Kli Amani Mekayin Yitma V'tameya tamashkin she'ein alolim lekabel tuma. What? Neim alolim lekabel tuma. Tepe klemi shundalek amini achrina. Alki kama. Because you could always tie that my kava chomer is no good. You say, actually, ochel is more chomer because ochel is metame mashkin. So maybe letamayo lekli. And therefore, I answer you, ahu chomer de mashkin o mishum de mashkin alolim lekabel tuma. And I anticipated your question. Okay. Now, yitma means, instead of yitame, deino seke yotziba. What? That me hocha nafka, that I learn me yatma nafka. Vechiyutan mayim alzerav anafam nivlatam alav tame. Who tame veino se tuma ki yotziba? Right. But chad is b'mashkin haboy mach masheretz directly. Vechad b'mashkin haboy mach was kli v'tzriche. Because if we only knew the Yitma, but Mashkin Aboy Mach was Kli, I would say Mishum Delo Chamiri, but maybe Mashkin Aboy Mach Masheret, which are more Chomer, because they're Rishon, Ema Osetuma Kayotzima. Okay, so then just say that one. So Mishmina Mashkin Aboy Mach Masheret, I would know Koshikain Mashkin Aboy Mach was Kli. That's not a problem. Neil Tadati, because I'm a Torah because of Lakra. I'm only Ravina Luravashi. I thought Rav said that Rav Yossi doesn't know the Rav Akiva, and Rav Akiva doesn't know the Rav Yossi. I said, Rabbi Yosef, b'shitat Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo Amra, leilu svira le. Amar le Rav Ashi Rav Kana, b'shem Rabbi Yosef, lo sov lak Rabbi Akiva, I understand. Tetani, Amar Rabbi Yosef, b'nayim l'rvi, b'kodeshu pasul, v'dinu. Umam b'chuzik ipurim, shumuta b'truma, pasul b'kodesh, shlishi shapasul b'truma, eno din shiyasa Rabbi b'kodesh, in which case, lamadnu shlishi b'kodesh v'na Torah, uravi mikal b'chomer. Shlishi min haTorah dechtiva basara sheyigabu kol tamei lo yeachel. Now, kol tamei means anything called tamei, even in a case lo asmila askina denaga b'sheni. And now I know Rabbi Mikal b'chomer. Kini amrina. Now look, itzak daitach sabak Rabbi Akiva. Then we should go down one level. And nisne nami revi b'truma v'chamishi b'kodesh. Okay, so now I know.